Hello, my beautiful people. It's your girl Riri Okoye, and this is the 10th edition of the Happiness Growth Podcast. And on today's show, I've got my children with me because I thought to myself, I've been talking about the Happiness Revolution, the Happiness Growth Podcast for 9 episodes since October, and I wanted to have some perspective from the younger adults, the youth, you know, because they are the next generation, and I'm sure that when we hear their perspective on what I'm trying to do, we can get some more juice to the conversation. So let me introduce each of them, starting with my oldest.
Hi, I'm Chisholm. I'm 22 years old and I'm the oldest of the three.
Okay, what are you studying, Chisholm? What are you up to?
I go to University of Surrey and I study business with marketing.
Thank you. Who's next?
Hello, I'm Chidi. I'm 20 years old and I'm the middle child.
And what are you up to at the moment?
So I'm currently a student at the University of Nottingham studying economics.
Okay, and last but not least.
Hello, I'm Kosi. I'm the youngest child. I'm 16 years old. Right now I'm doing my A-levels and I'm studying computer science, math and physics.
Great, great, great. So, children, just to give you some context as to why I started this podcast, you know, life has been kind of like a roller coaster for me. It's been up and down. You know, there's been some high moments of my life and low moments. And because of these circumstances, what can actually happen is that when things are going so great, you're really happy. And when things are, you know, when bad things happen or things happen, you know, naturally go low. But sometimes you can actually control your emotions so that when those things happen, like, for example, death in the family or your business is not doing well, you don't want to get to a point where it really knocks you back. Because I've done a lot of research and I was telling you all this morning that a lot of people are getting all sorts of illnesses because of their emotions. You know, some of them are hypertension, even cancer, anxiety, and at the you know, really bottom point is suicide. And we've even heard recently a DJ in America, DJ Twitch, he committed suicide. People didn't even know that he was unhappy, you know, or really depressed, and he killed himself. And even in Nigeria, I remember in Nigeria, I was hearing stories of a lot more suicide than before. You know, when I was growing up, I never really heard about suicide. But even in places like Nigeria, where we tend to be happy, God-fearing, people of your age are actually committing, not just people of your age, but people are committing more suicide because they're not handling life circumstances. So you all know that I'm a life coach, and I have been on this journey of helping people to improve their lives. I've done business coaching, I've done confidence coaching, and at this point of my life, I'm doing this happiness coaching. So I wanted to ask each of you, what does happiness mean to you? Okay, let's start with Kosi. What does it mean to be happy?
To be happy means to, like, it's an emotion where you feel, I guess, just it makes you feel good.
Okay.
Usually after, like, achieving something or just something, I guess, good or something you'd consider good happening around you.
All right.
That's what makes you happy.
Chisholm?
To me, happiness is a state of mental freeness.
Okay.
It's when I feel like I'm not being tied down to any stresses or anything that's holding me down. It's when I feel light on my chest. It's when I'm doing things that I enjoy. And yeah, I just feel settled in my head.
Great. Chidi?
To me, happiness is like, it's just this burst of energy and this feeling of joy. It usually comes from achievements, comes from moments that don't happen too often. So I would say it's like it's not rare, but it's not as frequent. So it's something that really lifts your mood.
Okay. So between the three of you, does anybody think that happiness is a destination, or happiness is a choice, or happiness is both? What do you define in that respect? Is happiness a destination? Is it somewhere that you go and you get it, or is it a choice that you make daily to be happy? Let's start with you, Chisholm.
For me, happiness is a choice.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a destination because I can feel happy when I'm just sitting in bed and listening to music.
Right.
I can feel happy when I'm drawing. I can feel happy when I'm just lying down and have nothing to do, but I'm just content that I don't have any stresses right now. So right. For me, happiness is more of a choice.
Okay. What about you, Chidi?
I think it's more of a destination because despite however you want to will yourself to be happy, there can be circumstances in your life or in your daily that just mean your mood isn't as up as you'd like it to be. Of course, you can take steps to make yourself more happy, but that's where I feel like the destination comes into it. Doing things that give you a sense of achievement or fulfillment.
Okay.
And that's ultimately the destination that leads to your happiness.
Okay. Kosi, what do you think?
I think it can be a destination. Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be. It can just be like a state of mind when you're experiencing something. But I don't think it's a choice because as Chidi has said, sometimes there are just times where you can't really will yourself just like that to be happy. You have to either like earn it or something around you has to trigger that happiness.
Right.
So just...
Okay. So I'm in agreement with Chisholm, Girls Against Boys here. So I believe that it is a choice. I feel that, you know, like with a destination, and I'll tell you about my experiences. I felt that when I finished my degree and I got my, you know, upper 2-1, I thought that I was going to be happy and it was going to stay there because I'd achieved my degree. When we bought a brand new Mercedes, remember the time when we got that? Daddy got it for me. I was so happy. But after a while of driving that car, it just became normal. So there's all these things that people kind of tend to think that, oh, when I get married, it's going to make me happy. What else is there? When I get that great job, when I get, you know, win my millions. And they've even done research to show that people that have won lottery, for example, the first year that they get all that money, they're really happy, obviously, because they've won the money. But a year later, they go back to their, you know, their previous state of mind. So for me, I believe that happiness is a choice. Just like Chisholm said, I believe that you can, you know, practice habits, daily things, just like she said, savoring the moment, gratitude. Now, you know, after COVID, there has been this big push, hasn't there, for gratitude, because when you think about the world, not everybody has all the things that you have. So even though when you wake up in the morning and you know, you think to yourself, oh, I'm not in the best school that I want to be or anything, you can still be grateful because a lot of people are not in your circumstances. But that's just my view. I mean, everybody has a different view and it's good. As you grow older, you know, with your life experiences, maybe in 10 years we can have this conversation again and, you know, you may have a different point of view, but it's good to have your own point of view in that respect. So anyway, let's talk about your happiest memories of childhood. Let's start with Chidi. What do you remember as one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories
of when you were a child. What was there any moment in time that you remember as a child?
I think a lot of my happiest moments as a child would come from sort of like achievements, like winning, because I used to do a lot of sports, winning sports on sports day, winning medals,
okay,
winning prizes and awards, like best in year and those type of things.
Okay.
And also like receiving gifts, I think. Right. That's also something I remember.
Chisholm, anything that strikes you as your best childhood memory?
probably when I am around family.
Okay.
When it's around the Christmas season.
Okay.
When we would have like gifts under the Christmas tree.
Okay.
And the excitement of all that.
Yeah.
Made me happy.
Okay. What about you, Kosi?
Just, I think it was hanging around friends.
Right.
And just being able to let loose and enjoy myself. Those were right. Probably some of my happiest memories. Family as well.
Okay.
Like, maybe special occasions like, as Chisholm says, Christmas or traveling for summer.
Right. Just, okay.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I have realized, you know, I had a movement called Raising Confident Girls, and one of the things that we realized there was that a lot of your age, maybe younger teenagers, there's a lot of peer pressure nowadays with social media comparisons, just seeing what your friends are doing. And there's a lot of envy surrounding, you know, like, okay, you see your friend and they've got the latest iPhone, or they're standing next to a really nice car. How do you, three of you individually, deal with social media pressure? Chisholm, do you want to start?
I try not to let it get to my head too much.
Okay.
There's always going to be someone out there that has more than you, or someone out there that has, I don't know, more anything than you, really. But okay. It's all about being grateful with what you have.
Okay.
Sometimes I found myself comparing myself to others, but mm-hmm. then pulling my head out of that mindset and being like, no, Chisholm, you have this.
Right.
And you should be grateful for that.
Right.
So that's what I do.
Okay. Cozy?
I don't...
Social media?
I don't really use any social media where okay. I'm constantly looking at what other people have.
Okay.
So it's never bothered me.
All right.
I guess there are some things that I would want, but I think I'm quite content
okay.
with what I have. And okay. I just see the things that I don't have as something to strive for.
Okay.
Rather than just something to make me down.
Right. Chidi?
Similarly to Kosi,
mm-hmm.
as much as I am on social media, I'm not really looking at other people and looking at what they have.
Okay.
I've tried to take in that content that's going to improve my life
mm-hmm.
or just a general entertainment.
Okay.
So just staying clear of things that might give me a green eye.
Okay.
And in terms of looking at what other people have,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't really affect me, because I feel like if I put in enough work or whatever, everybody has their time. So
yeah,
what's coming, what's meant for you will be. So yeah.
Great. Good. Okay. So the final thing I want to ask you all is that if you have a friend that is really feeling depressed right now, this is time of year. Not everybody. So how would you help them? If you have a friend that's really going through depression time right now, how would you help them? Who wants to start? Chisholm?
I think just letting them know that you're there for them.
Okay.
Letting them know that if they need anything, that you'll be there to help.
Okay.
Making sure that you remind them how much they mean to you
mm-hmm.
and how important they are to you.
Right.
And, just showing love to them.
That's great. Chidi?
I think you should try and understand what it is they're going through.
Okay.
So that you can give them, practical advice to try and come out. But a lot of the times it's just being there as a support for them. So
right.
It can be things like a person in their family or issues that can't really just be solved easily.
Yeah.
So just being there like a support, or somebody that's around them, to know that they have somebody that can help.
Great. Cozy.
Do you mean medical depression or extreme sadness?
Just like your friend, you may be speaking to them and they're just really sad at the moment. Maybe they didn't get, there could be just different circumstances. Maybe they're not happy at home. Maybe they did poorly in their exams. Maybe their parents are going through a divorce. It could be all sorts of things that would make them sad. How would you help them?
If they're just very sad, then you have to be there for them, give them words of support, just let them know that you care about them, let them know that people care about them in general.
Okay.
And just try and raise them up. If they have, if it's more extreme, it might be good to support them into going into therapy, because at the end of the day, I'm not a psychologist,
mm-hmm.
or a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
A professional would probably be better for them in the long run, so just try and support them into going into therapy if it's really bad.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of the 10th episode of the Happiness Growth Podcast, and thank you so much, children. I really like your thought process. You know, as I said, this is a new area for me, and I'm glad that I've heard from all of you as to your own thoughts about happiness. And my wish for you all is that, you know, you will have a happier life, because life is not always easy. We're going to face all sorts of challenges, but I'm sure that the way me and your dad have raised you, that even though you are, you know, you will face certain challenges, you'll be resilient and you'll be able to come out from it a happier person. So thank you. Thank you, Chisholm.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Chidi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kosi.
Thank you.
Any last words for my audience? Anything you want to say?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, Kosi?
No.
Nothing more? Chidi?
No, I think Chisholm said it all.
Okay, yes, don't worry, be happy. Thank you very much for listening, and we want to wish you all a happy new year, and, you know, watch out for the next edition. Thanks for listening. Bye.